Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines from the top on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidim v'es Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim, they asked Rav Shimon, they mad lo yarad lahem yisrael man pamachas b'shana. Why wouldn't it have been better if the man would have just come once a year, for the whole year? Why did they have to come every day? And the people were worried, what's going to be tomorrow? Why didn't Hashem just give us the man once a year for the whole year? So Amar lahem, Rav Shimon said to them, Em shalachem mashal, l'mad avar daimeh, what's it comparable to? L'mal basar v'dam, sheyesh lay ben echad, a king who had a beloved son. Pasuk lahem is a nice pamachas b'shana. So he thought he was going to do him a taiva, and he established for him a set thing. Once a year, he would give him a food for the year. But because of that setup, so the son would only come to him once a year. So he switched the system. Now he's going to give him food every day. And then what happened was, and then Taka, the son, came to him every day. So Af Yisrael, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that's the matzav of Klal Yisrael on the Midbar. So because of this, because of the fact that the man only came once every day, and they didn't have food for the next day, so it caused the healthy daiga, that the person said, what's going to be tomorrow? Maybe there won't be man. And people are going to die out of hunger. And that setup caused it that people would then turn and look to Kadosh Baruch Hu and develop a relationship with Hashem. So says the Gemara Davar Achir, another pshat, that the reason why the man didn't come once a year was because he ate it when it was nice and fresh. Davar Achir, because otherwise it would cause a tremendous amount of burden to have to carry all that man for the whole year. Which you mentioned, the simin, the Ben Yishchai says, is lechem, leiv, cham, and masoi, the simin to remember these three malchim. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, Kvar, Hayu, Tarfin, Rabbi Shmo, Zakedim, Yoshim, Vaisim, Beparishas Haman. They were learning the Parashas Haman. Rabbi Lazar Maidai, Yoshi Beinayan. Rabbi Lazar Maidai was there, but Nana, Rabbi Lazar Maidai, Vamar, and he said, a chiddish, that man, she yarad nam Yisrael, Hayu, Gavaya, Shishamama, it was 60 amos tall when the man fell down. So Amar Le, Rabbi Tarfin, Maidai, Admasai Atam Gaviv, Devarim, Umevio Lenu. So how long are you going to keep imposing on us these chidushim that you don't seem to have any makaris for? So Amar Lai, Rabbi Lazar Maidai said, Rabbi, Mikrani Darish, I'm darshaning a pasuk. The pasuk says, Chamesh Esri Amma Milam Alug, Avramai Vichusu Aharim. It says regarding the Mabul that the water, it rained so much, it went, the water level raised 15 amis. V'chi Chamesh Esri Amma Beimek, Chamesh Esri Amma Baharim. Does that make any sense? If it rained 15 amis, everywhere, 15 amos above the mountains, 15 amos above the valleys, so then the water was all unleveled. The chimaya shure, shure kaimi, is it possible for water to rest like that? And furthermore, teve chasagia, how was the teve able to move? How did it go up and down like that? So, el nivku komeonis tohaim. What happened was, is first the waters of the depths of the world opened up, and it bursted out, and rabo ad ashre maya bandi ture, and it came out until the water leveled all the whole entire world, even the valleys. Now the water went up in the valleys, then now the water was leveled on top of all the mountains. And then it rained another 15 amos, and the water level across the world went up 15 amos. Now let's think about it. Which midah does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do more with? More with midas taiva, or more with midas piranus? Now we know that the rule is, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does more good than he does with Midas Piranis. So now, but Midas Piranis who I mean, now when it comes to the Mabul, what does the Buzik say? Va'aruba is Hashemayim Niftachu. It says that this 15 Amos is described as the windows of the Shemayim opened up. So you see the two windows opened up, Kaviyacho, so that's what produced these 15 Amos. That's what allowed these 15 amis of Mayim to come out. So now, it comes out, the two windows, you get 15 amis. Now, but me, the Taivu, I mer, it says by the man, v'yitzav shechokim imal, v'dalse shemayim pasach, v'yamter leim alechu, dagon shemayim, nasan lamay, but it says, dalse shemayim pasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the doors of shemayim. So now, kama ruba is yesh bedalas, how many windows do you have in the door? Arvo, you have four by each door. So, it comes out two doors, it's eight windows, which is four times as much as it's what it says by the Mabul. By the Mabul, it's at two windows. Here we have eight. So that means also the level, we should say, is also four times as much. So if by the Mun, by the Mabul, the water went up 15 amos above ground level, and then some Mun sheyarid lam liyisrael, comes out that the Mun, which is four times as the Mabul, is Gavaya Ashishamama, four times 15 is 60. So that's the Cheshbin that the Mun came down 60 amos above ground level. So now before we come back to this Raya, the Gemara just interjects, Tani went into the Braisa, that Isi ben Yehuda Aymer, Mun sheyarid lam liyisrael, he misgaber va'ilu atshir ra'inay, so kol malachim mizrach umayriv, that the Mun came down and went so high that even the other Malchim Mizrach Umayriv were able to see it. Shneimer, as the Pasuk says, Tarech Lefan Eshulchan Neged Seirurai, it's referring to the Mun, that it was Neged Seirurai, that the enemies were able to see it. The Pasuk just continues, Kaisi Revaya, Amar Abaye, Shmamina, Kasa, the David, that the Kais of David HaMalach, La'alma Da'ase, that he's going to make a bracha on, in the Olam Haba, the Gemara Pesachim describes, and on Kaftesim Abayz, that Kais is Masan V'Esran V'Chad, Luga Machzek. It's going to be able to contain 221 lug. And how do we know that? Shneimer, as the pasuk says, Kaisi Revaya, that my kos is Revaya, and Revaya is Begematria Achihavi. Revaya is Gematria 221. So that's how we see that the kais, the Dav of the Malach, is going to make a brachon, is going to contain 221 lug. But now back to Rabbi Elazar Maidai's Raya. So Rabbi Elazar Maidai, he learned from the Mabul, that just like by the Mabul, it came down and it went up 15 amos above the ground level. And it says over there windows. So over here where it says eight, that there was, mean that there was two windows. So over here where it says that there was eight windows, it was four times as much. In fact, the Gemara, but Haleidamia, Hasam Ba'arban Yaimin, there was over a period of 40 days. Ha'chachadashaita, here was all at once. So maybe it was much less. Also, Ha'chachasam Lukuliyama, there it went down for the whole world. And so that's why maybe it only went up 15 amais. But Ha'chali Yisrael Lechudei, V'nafesh Lutfei, so maybe really there was much more. Maybe it went really much higher than 60 amais. Just as the Gemara in the Chanami, Rabbi Elazar Maidai didn't really learn it from the Svara, rather Rabbi Elazar Maidai psicha psicha gamar. He had a gzeir shava that if by the Mun, by both of them it says the lashon of psicha, and by the Mun it's mavur that two windows made it go up. It said two windows and it went up 15 amos above ground level. So over here where it says that there was eight windows, so that's how we learned it out, that it went up 60 amos above ground level, not from the Svara, but rather from the gzeir shava.